On to London, where we might spend a day, we might spend a month. But I have one place I want to take you. It's Greenwich, on the Thames, just to the west, home of the 16th century Royal Observatory and the place where time received its name. While we make our way through crowded London, you might be interested in a very odd sidebar on the creation of that observatory. This story begins when King Charles II took yet another mistress in 1670. She was a dark-haired beauty from Brittany in France. She bore a son 2 years later, and the king made her the Duchess of Portsmouth. The Duchess was the king's clear favorite. Some wondered if she might not be a French spy in the English court. By now, a scientific question was gathering importance. This was the age of navigation. European ships were ranging the oceans. It was easy enough for navigators to fix their latitude, but no one yet knew how to find the ship's longitude. That was the uncertainty that almost killed Columbus 180 years earlier. The king had recently created the Royal Society to advance science. Now the society urged him to build an observatory. We needed better astronomical data to solve the longitude problem. The proposal was foundering in red tape. Then the Duchess produced a friend from Brittany. He was an amateur astronomer named Saint-Pierre. Once in the English court, he claimed that he could calculate longitudes. In December 1674, the king set up a royal commission to study Saint-Pierre's method. It included Christopher Wren and Robert Hooke. Those were heavy hitters, but for astronomical advice, they turned to a young man named John Flamsteed. Flamsteed saw that Saint-Pierre's method was inherently inaccurate. Worse yet, he'd taken it from two other astronomers long dead, and when Flamsteed questioned Saint-Pierre, he found that the fellow didn't even understand the method he was proposing. Flamsteed reported to the king that we'd have to get longitudes by another method entirely. Then we'd only do it when we had far better data on locations of stars and planets. Flamsteed's answer to Saint-Pierre made it crystal clear that England urgently needed the observatory. King Charles reacted. That very day he signed the warrant to build the Greenwich Observatory. He set up the world benchmarks for longitude and time. The Duchess's friend, Saint-Pierre, went back to France, and we don't hear from him again. Yet he and the king's mistress had precipitated one of the important scientific projects of all time. 10 years later, the king elevated another mistress to the aristocracy. He made her not the Duchess, but the Countess of Greenwich. So the king and his court swirled about and played their roles. But in the midst of it all was quiet John Flamsteed, and it was he who really redirected history in this place we now visit.